Hi, everyone, and welcome to the PYA Changemakers series. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm really pleased to welcome back an old friend, Norma Treese. How are you, Norma?
I'm great, Rhea. How you doing? How's everything in Palma?
It is great. We're just heading up into the season, as you well know, and the sun is shining, and it looks like maybe we're going to get that season after all this year.
I sure hope so, because, chartering is definitely under pressure these days. The latest from France and Italy is that, you know, if there is a charter season, it might start late. So I understand that Spain's doing much, much better. So hopefully that'll be great for you guys. But I think we all want to return to chartering, much less life as normal.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing. We just all want to live again and be able to congregate in groups larger than five. So you know what, for those that don't know Norma Treese, I'm sure that there's not very many out there, but she has been a chef on board, a crew agent, journalist, internationally recognized large yacht specialist, public speaker, commercial development of marinas. Is there anything that I've missed?
Oh, well, you know, the list is too long, you know, and the problem when you've had a career as long as I've had is that people start to add up the amount of jobs that you've had and the things that you've accomplished, and then they start to add that into what your potential age could be. So, you know, knowing that ageism is alive and rampant, and that's one thing that is a very negative aspect of yachting, unfortunately, and it really hasn't affected me very much, so I'm not complaining. You know, we need to try to be as careful as we can about making sure to put our best foot forward rather than all the years we have.
I agree. We're not going to talk about my age either. So tell me, Norma, what differences have you seen in the industry from the time that you first started until now?
Oh, gosh. Well, I worked on my first yacht when I was 14 years old, but that was back in the Chesapeake Bay, and that was a weekend jobs, although it did lead to me being able to help sell 15 boats in our my senior year of high school. And I did my first transatlantic by sail on, they were Aalborg sailboats, and I did my first transatlantic on one when I was 17. But I started my professional yachting career in the 80s in the Caribbean on board a 47-foot sailboat, a really nice boat called Finesse. And back then there was just the two of us. So I was cook, mate, stew. And, you know, I was out on deck every single day. I was cooking for 4 to 6 guests. In between charters, I was sanding and varnishing and helping the captain in the engine room and delivering the boat. So it was very different. And when I finished my onboard career, it was also different. You know, that was when motor yachts were becoming bigger. The American yacht ownership market had just started to boom. And I had moved to Fort Lauderdale. So I finished my career doing what a lot of people are still doing today very successfully. And that was freelancing as a chef and traveling the world. I worked on really large sailboats and really large motor yachts and enjoyed the heck out of it before I decided I wanted to move ashore and do something a little more serious and have a love life.
Well, you know what? One of the biggest topics that we see in yachting today is people talking about that transition from yachting to onshore. How easy was that for you? And what do you attribute to your yachting years that helped you make that move?
Well, what I decided to do was start a crew placement agency because I had been treated incorrectly by another agency here in Fort Lauderdale that had literally played business games with me and how it affected an owner. And I said, you know, that's just not right. You can't, it's not correct to deal with people that way. So for me, it was relatively easy. And one of the biggest aspects and something that I have always counseled crew, and that is to make sure that you think about the future. I had already bought a house together with my sister, so I had a place to live. I was used to paying bills, and that makes a big difference. So in my innocence, I had $21,000 saved from my last season as a charter chef. And I thought that was a fortune. I went and rented an office on 17th Street. I got a friend to knock up some partitions in it. We put in air conditioning. I set up a phone. I bought a computer and I started in business. 15 years later, I sold my company to Fraser Yachts with 7 offices in 5 different countries, including one in your home island of Palma. And then my career really took off after that. So the onboard world has changed a lot. I still work as a crew consultant. So boats that need to figure out how they can get the people that they want, the programs that they can build, and get the correct people on board, still come to me. And so I work on job descriptions, crew manuals, recruitment concepts, and do place people. And so I'm very involved in it. It's kind of a business development thing. And one of the great aspects of the changes in yachting is that there are so many long-term career opportunities available for ex-yacht crew. The business end of yachting has grown so much faster and larger than the onboard crew end that we've almost created a bit of a drain brain. I think I've said that to you before. We're picking off the best of the captains and the engineers and the chief stewardesses and the chefs, and we're putting them in onshore jobs because they're needed. So that's great for the crew because they do have ongoing career opportunities if they're ready for them.
Let me ask you, what are the things that you still see need to change in the industry?
You know, there's a lot of things that need to change. Of course, working on a yacht and working in the yachting world is so fabulous. It is so completely removed and different from the real world because of the fact that, you know, we're on board luxury yachts. The service is great. The scenery is beautiful. The people are so interesting. They're from all over the world, but it's still a job and it's a hard job. And because of the career opportunities that I mentioned a moment ago, it's really important to, you know, not have that bare feet and other body parts attitude, but to be serious about what you're doing when you're on board, because while it can be really easy to transition into ashore jobs, you better make sure that you've had a good background. And it's also not necessarily as easy as one could think to take a yachting career and translate that into a non-yachting life ashore. So there's some challenges for sure, but there's so many opportunities. And working within the yacht industry ashore is just as good as working aboard. I can tell you that from personal experience.
Well, now you are working with a charity within the yachting organization or the yachting industry. Can you tell us briefly about that?
Well, I do a lot of volunteer work. I've been a part of the International Super Yacht Society since it was founded almost 30 years ago. I'm now a board member emeritus after having been a board member for many years. I was on the governing council of PYA for almost 10 years. And I was a founding board member of Yacht Aid Global, which is a humanitarian and disaster relief organization that works within the yachting community. So it's wonderful to be able to help the yachting industry give back, because I think that's something that's so important. The people that work on yachts tend to be people that are passionate about people, that are passionate about the environment. And if we can channel the capabilities and the power of yachting into making better things happen in the world around us, then that is a really wonderful complete circle.
Well, Norma, I know you're very busy because you are currently trying to play someone at this moment. I just wanted to thank you, though, because you have definitely been a trailblazer in the industry and as well a fine example for the women in the industry to see how it can be done.
Well, that's really kind of you to say so. I must admit, when I first started in the business end of yachting, there were so few women that I used to think it was literally an advantage to be a female because, you know, they needed a certain amount of people to balance out the invitation list. Now I can report that the amount of vibrant, high-performing women doing an incredible array of great jobs is really heartening to see. And I can tell you from an organization and association and charity point of view, we see a lot more women involved in that way as well. So all of those things I think are super positive. But I just want to say one thing, and that is regarding crew people. There are still incredible amounts of opportunities available aboard. There is a desperate need for really good yacht crew in every single capacity. If you're an engineer and you have technical capabilities, you have an unbelievable career opportunity in the yachting world. And that can last for a really long time. And right now, I'm desperately trying to find stewards, and U.S. crew are in such short supply. It's literally critical. As the American yacht owner population has boomed in the last few years, the crew population for U.S. crew has really declined. So that's something that I wish we could all do something for, because without the yacht owners, we don't have an industry. So we need to make sure to take care of them. And the best place to do that is aboard their yachts.
For sure. Well, Norma, I thank you ever so much for taking your time from Fort Lauderdale at home.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure. We're having absolutely fabulous winter here. The weather is great. Not to bring up a bad subject, but I have to say, I'm really happy that I've already been vaccinated twice. And I hope that means that soon I'll be able to get back on an airplane, get back to the ports that I know and love, and see my yachting family and give them a big hug.
Well, hopefully we'll see you at the Palma Yacht Show coming up.
Sounds great. Thank you, Rhea. Really good to see you as always.
Thank you. Once again, you've been watching another edition of the PYA Changemaker series. We thank you for joining us, and we hope you tune in again.